Hi, Frank Thacker here, and welcome to the Daily Peacemaker. I've been thinking about exploring in my mind that the golden rule, do unto others as you would like them to do to you. And I guess that I read something about the primary teaching of every religion, and they're all kind of similar. Like Christianity is do to others as you would have them do to you. Let's see, there's a couple here. Zoroastrianism, do unto others whatever is, do not do unto others whatever is injurious to yourself. Hinduism, this is the sum of duty. Do not do to others what would cause pain if due to you. And there's Islam and Buddha's, all pretty similar. So I started thinking about that. And one of the perspectives of that is it's maybe a little bit egotistical in that if you're going to treat others like you would be like to be treated, you first have to decide how you would like to be treated. And that's not necessarily an easy thing. Yes, there are general things like I want to be listened to. I want to be forgiven for any things I might have done that hurt you. I want to be loved. I want to be respected. There's a bunch of attributes or characteristics that I would like to have other people treat me that way. But it's still kind of about my values, and I'm going to ask you to act according to my values, or I'm going to try to treat you like I would be treated. So there's that piece there. Then there's also, you know, if you to go a little bit aside, there's also how we really treat ourselves. You know, yes, we have this idealized way of doing it, but, you know, the reality is sometimes we're not too kind to ourselves. You know, there's a lot of shame sometimes. Often we do something and we have a hard time forgiving ourselves. There's also something around ego and pride and how we want to tell everybody how great we are. So there's all that piece to it too. So to shift and look at it another way, in the sense that how I treat you is telling you how I would like to be treated. So that's a little bit different because it's more real in a sense. You know, you don't have this sort of model of how you would like to be treated that then you take and actually treat people that way. I think what happens is we treat people in certain ways, and that's basically telling them how we would like to be treated. And if you look at our everyday behavior, myself included, we can be pretty mean to people, you know. Also, we can be pretty castigating to them. We can take a lot of our anger out on them. And I think that's what really happens. So how I treat you is telling you how I would like to be treated, if you look at it that way, rather than I have this ideal way of how I would like to be treated that I then try to treat you that way. And that's, I'm not saying that that's a bad thing, you know, it could be a good thing. But I think the reality is what happens in everyday life is how I treat other people is how they will treat me. And you can see that in an instance where two people are talking about something and one of them starts to castigate the other. The other responds in the same way, or arguments. You know, I say something and someone else disagrees and I get angry at them and they then get angry at me and we start shouting at each other. So how I treat you is going to be reflected back to me. So the thing is not, and I'm not saying this isn't helpful, but we have, if you have this model of how you would like to be treated, and it takes some work to figure that out, really. Maybe that's something you could sit and ask yourself, how would I really like to be treated in everyday life? You know, are you willing to suffer the consequences of something you might do? Is that how you like to be treated? So there's to get that model of how you would like to be treated takes some work. Then also part of that is how you really treat yourself in everyday life. But then over here, a different way of looking at that whole thing of do unto others is how you actually live your everyday life. And maybe that's the more important thing to focus on. How am I treating other people? Because how I treat them is going to be reflected back to me. You know, they're going to see, all right, it's not like they sit down and think about it. Oh, he yelled at me, so I'm going to yell at him. But that seems to be what happens in life. You know, how we respond or treat other people in everyday life, usually they respond in the same way. So just some stuff to think about. And then I hope I didn't confuse a lot of people, because it is a little confusing to me as I try to unpack all this. And then when I circle through it all, what comes out to me is, why don't we just not get caught up in all that spinning around of how I treat you and how you treat me, and I want you to treat me like I treat myself, and but then I treat you differently than how I really would like to be treated, and then you treat me like I'm treating you in everyday life. You got that? Maybe it's just simply, let's honor and respect the inherent worth and dignity of every person, every living creature, but just let's start there. You know, and I said that to someone and they said, well, what do you mean by honor and respect? And that's a good question, and that's something we can talk about in the future, and you can kind of decide for yourself what that means for you to honor and respect the inherent worth and dignity of every person. And that also spins back to what I think we talked about in the last session. Does everyone have an inherent worth and dignity? And maybe I've talked to some people, and there are a couple of people that said, no, not everybody has an inherent worth and dignity. So that's an issue maybe I need to reflect on some more, and maybe talk about that the next time. So anyway, a lot of rambling on there, but this whole thing of do unto others as you would have them do to treat others as you would like to be treated, or don't do anything harmful to them that you would consider harmful to yourself. So all that stuff, it can get pretty complex, as I just showed you. So instead of do unto others as you would have them do to you, let's just say treat everybody with the end honor, respect the inherent worth of every being, and that would be quite an accomplishment to do. So anyway, enough for now, and as always, open to questions, insights, those types of things. And good to be with you, and thank you for